Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's Friday. You ain't got nothing to do. Come on through and hang out with us at Twin Peaks, man. We're up here in Kennesaw. Tinker just showed up. A few of our other listeners are out here.
Aki just rolled in, our boy. I was just telling our other guys the story about the time we were playing golf, and the kids thought that Aki was Charles Barkley. Now, Aki does look like a shorter Charles Barkley, but again, Charles Barkley's at 6'1".
Yes, correct.
And we were playing at the Frog in Billerica. This is during COVID. And these kids saw us, and we were all smoking cigars. Like, you know, we're wearing nice golf outfits. So I guess the kids thought we were somebody special. And so as we go by the kids the first time, I go, hey, man, don't hassle Charles, okay? So fast forward about 2 holes later, we see them coming around the bend. They got a basketball. So a kid gets on his phone and starts looking up what Charles Barkley's
signature
autograph looks like on eBay. And he literally signs 2 basketballs.
Those kids.
We didn't have the heart to tell them.
They don't know. Nope. They don't know. That's awesome. Man, we went to the golf course today and ran into Charles Barkley. Really?
No, I mean, but here's the thing. You might run into Charles
you
at
might.
The Frog.
That's, no, you might.
You might find him there.
That's true. Hey, man, as we get ready for another weekend of football, college football playoff starts tonight. We're going to talk to you about that because the Alabama-Oklahoma game is front and center tonight. Mm. Tomorrow, early start. Roll out of the rack, have a drink, do whatever you do, and get ready for an early contest between Texas A&M at home against Miami. Mike said it. I'd love to see that game at night, but it's not going to happen. It's the early afternoon game tomorrow, and then obviously we get into the other two games. The Oregon game, Mike, is the one game I'm not going to say I don't have any interest in, but I expect to at some point click and see the score and go, well, that's what I expected.
It's the only game, and Brandon Lang was on with Steakhouse today.
Yeah.
Again, the guy that's 2 for the money, that movie was Matthew McConaughey and Pacino. Not a great movie, but he has an interesting life. They just screwed up the movie.
Yeah.
But based on him as a handicapper, he said of all the games, and again, everybody won by double digits last year, all the favorites, the home teams. He does think, though, that of all the teams, James Madison probably the most likely to make it 19 and not 21.5 and maybe backdoor it.
I agree.
Oregon.
Listen, I don't disagree with that. I do think the tough task of going to play Oregon at home. Now, the only team to really handle them at home, you know, outside of conference was Indiana. And when you talk about going up there in that environment, it's going to be interesting to see how James Madison handles it. But I also think there's a lot of unknowns about James Madison. Most people around the country did not watch a James Madison game this year. And a lot of people don't think they deserve this opportunity to even be one of these teams in the college football playoff. But outside of that, I am interested in the other three games. And if Oregon does somehow, if they were to be upset, and it's probably not going to happen, it would be one of the monster upsets of a long time in college football. It's what we are in this for. But I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. Matter of fact, I think more. It's more likely, Mike, to pick Miami to upset Texas A&M at home than it is anything else.
Now, again, nothing to do with Carson Beck, who's been good, bad, and ugly in his last couple of years, both at Georgia and at Miami. But, I mean, I just think, you know, Elko has been preaching it, and, like, they let – I thought they just made some three critical mistakes in the Texas game.
They got exposed.
And I don't know if they're generally exposed. I think that your quarterback, and I say your
– Arch Manning.
Got better and better, and I think that was probably Sark's best game.
It was.
Soup to nuts as far as coaching it, adjusting on the fly. But I think – I don't think Miami's got that brain power on the sideline, and I think they can get after Carson Beck, and we'll see. But I just I don't know. I think – Miami on the road, and that weird 11 o'clock start.
Yeah, it is.
Are they more used to it at A&M at College Station?
No, not at all. Everybody's complaining about this, by the way. They don't set the time, but everybody's like, give us a 3 o'clock. 11 Central?
But this is the thing. When you decide to put this together, and again, once you play it after New Year's, you can play a Tuesday night game. You could. You could move this thing back. There's lots of ways you could massage this. You know, you could even go through. Not everybody watches stuff on Amazon Prime. You could even have done it Thursday night.
Sure.
Gone toe-to-toe with Amazon Prime. But to go against the NFL and the Eagles are playing, you know, that's always going to be big-time TV. So I'm with you. The game, this one tonight, you know, that's a nighttime game. But the Miami A&M game, that should be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. But it won't be.
No, it won't be. Hey, man, coming up, it's something we don't have that other teams do. And right now, by this point, we thought we would know. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that.
You're the master of the teases. Now you've intrigued me. And I've got this sheet. I know I have my sheet together. I know what the show's about. But even now, I don't know. I'm like, wow, I'm really interested in what you're talking about.
Find out. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. Let's get to 4th and 1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did Matthew Stafford wrap up the MVP last night? Two more weeks to play for them. But he was 29 of 49, 457, 3 touchdowns. He didn't turn it over. And Puka was incredible last night, Mike.
Oh, my God.
12 receptions for 225?
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm going up against him in fantasy.
Oh, he's on the opposing
team.
Dare
I say I'm not winning the kitty this year.
How many points did he put up last night?
On the Yahoo format, I can tell you right now. Is it – takes a chance to reset in last night. Yeah, oh, my God. Between Matthew Stafford and Puka, 46.5 points for Puka, 36.8 for Matthew Stafford.
Brutal.
Yeah, needless to say, I'm done.
Yeah, that's
tough. I rolled the dice, Carl, you asked me earlier.
About the tight end.
I rolled the dice with Colby Parkinson, who had 6 touchdowns the last 4 weeks. Nothing. 2 drops. Nothing. I'm dead in the water. I am, you know, when they get to percentages, right now they're giving me a 16% chance to win. Might as well just give me a blindfold and a cigarette. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, man. It sounds like when we do those Falcon percentages as the season moves along, and we're like, we still have a 18% chance.
It was down to 3%. We still had people going, no, I believe. Now we're at zero. The thing, though, about Puka Nacua, he was the only weapon. Devontae Adams was out.
He was.
And it's just a credit to Sean McVay and that offense. And that, look, that guy's a rock star. He apologized for doing the dance move, which some took as anti-Semitic. He is going to get docked by the NFL for his comments about the refs, which, as I said to Brian McFadden, I think – valid. It's been crazy stuff we've seen the last few years by their NFL officials.
$25,000. They are fining him.
I thought it'd be more. I guess he got off easy.
I just saw this pop up. I want to say it's $25,000. Yeah, and listen, this whole thing, you know, the apology, and he said he didn't know this dance represented what he didn't know. And Mike and I always talk about this. You know, there is something to be said, and I think, Mike, generationally speaking.
Right.
That there are a lot of things that folks don't realize how they relate to other people culturally or otherwise, and you know, everything's on social media now, everything is on digital, and so when you go on these podcasts, or you're on a live stream or whatever you're doing, and you do something, there is no taking it back. It's already out there, right? And so this happened, but I think Puka Nacua, from everything that I've heard about, you know, what kind of person he is, I think he's sincere, and I don't think he knew, but it's no excuse.
No, I like the player. I mean, rubbing your hands together? I mean, come on. Anyway, regardless.
Correct.
He was streaming a video, which I thought was funny, saying, look, I'm making about $500,000 right now. I'm on my rookie deal, and I wasn't a first-round pick. I don't have enough money right now to buy a house. Now, you could take a loan out if you wanted. I like that, though. He's not living on credit.
No.
But eventually, if you want to talk about a guy who's going to get paid, he's electrifying. And, I mean, the dude is that issue aside, very charismatic, and he's got the look. That'll be a guy in a couple of years. He's going to be making some big money on Madison Avenue.
$25,000 for his comments about officiating that came out today. All right, man.
Stafford, 40 touchdowns, 5 picks, MVP.
MVP. I'm with you. That's how I feel. I mean, like, last night it was – they didn't lose because of Matthew Stafford. He kept them in the game, and the one thing you could say is they didn't score touchdowns in the red zone when you have to kick field goals. But that's not a function solely of Matthew Stafford.
No, but the defense, if you're the Rams and you're the offensive side of the ball, when Puka has that touchdown, they're all dapping each other up, and the Seattle goes right down the field.
Right down the field.
If I'm Matthew Stafford, I can look at the guys on that defense, Jared Verse, and guys, look, I spotted you a 14-point lead. Hold it. They couldn't do it.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not counting Josh Allen out. I know he's the other guy. He's not having the kind of season he had last year. But with his team in position to be back in the playoffs and a chance to maybe win the AFC again, I think over the next 2 weeks, Josh Allen, if he balls out, Mike, has a real chance to impress the voters. They get the Bill or the Browns this weekend, and then I think they finish with the Ravens. And that Ravens game is going to be huge. That's a big game as we close the season. So I still think he's got a chance to improve. Eagles is the game I'm thinking of.
Right.
Next Sunday, the 28th, after Christmas, and then the Jets. So he's got a chance to prove, you know, between the Browns and the Jets and the Eagles, maybe he's the MVP.
The Steelers, I mean, both teams have one tough opponent left of their final three games. In the case of the Steelers, they got to play Detroit, who's right now technically out of the NFC. They are a full game behind. So we'll see where that goes. I just love the idea of all the crap Aaron Rodgers, and I'm one of the guys who piles on, now has a chance to maybe make that final run. Because when you look at the quarterbacks, you said it earlier with Brian McFadden. Josh Allen is the only guy you just mentioned who's got the juice. Nothing against Trevor Lawrence, but he's the only other guy with a playoff start compared to these other guys.
Yeah, the Bo Nix.
Now, Bo Nix did have one last year for the Broncos.
He did, but their offense, they just don't produce enough for me, and I don't know if they'll need to with the way their defense is playing. Can you believe the Broncos are 12-2? I mean, it's just it's hard for me to even look at that and go, am I missing something? But you're right. Jacksonville, Steelers, if you told me in a one-game matchup, whether it's wild card or otherwise, divisional round, yeah, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers in that game over any of these other quarterbacks.
If Watt can get healthy with that lung situation, yep. Doctor, I think I went too far. I can't breathe. Yeah, that was the dry needling, the procedure that got him jammed up.
Hey, man, come on out here, man. Big shout-out to all of our listeners who stopped by today here at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, man, Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. It is National Ugly Sweater Day. So if you got one, I forgot, I apologize. I got that Maker's Mark ugly sweater. I should have worn it.
I love it.
Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, free chips and queso with a $25 purchase. Santa's helpers dressed up. The ladies are doing their thing, so come on down. They want to meet you. I'm not you. You.
You. You. All right, when we return, we should already know. And there are other teams around the league right now that we're envying because they know. But we don't. Find out what we're talking about next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.